Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
On this Friday morning, January 3rd, one thing that nice that did happen at my kid's wedding over the weekend was I reconnected with my ex-wife, and we had a very nice conversation, and a lot of it, you know, involved me admitting it was all my fault, which it was, and that helped a lot. I only say that because she texted me yesterday about rumors flying around about why New Orleans, and it was a good question. And Dave Cohen, our news director, joins us now. Do we know why New Orleans, why the Sugar Bowl, why 3:15 in the morning yet?
No. You know, the videos that the FBI says that this terrorist posted moments before driving around a police car and barricades and crashing into some 45 people celebrating New Year's Day's arrival on Bourbon Street, he talked about he had initially considered killing friends and family. Mm-hmm. In Texas,
right.
And then reconsidered and realized that if he was going to send the ISIS message properly, he was better served to drive to New Orleans and commit a mass murder. But he didn't say, at least as far as we know from those videos, the FBI did not share with us any information about why he chose New Orleans. And you've been hearing in the news his brother speaking and saying that as far as the family knew, that everything was fine. He was the same nice, friendly, warm guy he'd always been his entire life that we've heard from his classmates, his fellow Army veterans, and others that he had apparently been hiding even from his family, mm-hmm. his radicalization. And in his words, he said he joined ISIS in those videos.
Tim Zimmer, you can pop in here if you like. I don't know, did they have a college playoff game or a bowl game in Texas this year?
Yeah,
in Houston or Dallas?
In Houston Bowl.
Who did?
LSU played Baylor.
LSU played Baylor, but nowhere near a game as big as... You know, what I'm saying is if he was looking to make an impact at a football game, and I don't know if it was because of the football game. Do we know, Dave, if this
guy had...
Well,
the Fiesta Bowl was a college football playoff.
But that was in where?
Tim, where's the Fiesta Bowl?
That's in Arizona.
They also
which is a lot farther away from...
Dallas.
Say it again?
The Fiesta Bowl is in Arizona, where the Cardinals play, and then the Cotton Bowl is next week in Dallas.
Yeah, but that's
so
a lot farther
week.
Than New Orleans.
Right,
is
yeah.
From
so Houston. His choices were the Sugar Bowl, the Peach Bowl, and the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
In addition to the Fiesta Bowl.
So New Orleans being, I guess, the closest.
To
do
Houston,
we know if he has a history of coming to New Orleans or not?
We don't. Police have not said, nor did his family really say, what his familiarity was with New Orleans. But, you know, there's a strong connection between Houston and New Orleans.
Right.
And it's not unusual for folks from both cities to spend time in the other.
And was it a 4-hour drive, I think, maybe?
Yeah, about five, yeah.
Well, not the way you drive like I do. Not if you got a wedding cake in the back, though.
Right, yeah, I hear you.
And the other thing I was wondering is the Georgia State thing. You went to Georgia State. Georgia was in the game. Any connection there? Is that just like, you know, well, okay, it looks like this, so let's figure that's the case, and it's not got nothing
again,
to do with
it. It's always hard trying to get in the mind of a deranged terrorist,
but
and
there's
trying to figure out why
no
they
official
make the
word
decisions.
Of any link or anything like that.
No, the FBI has not told us anything from those videos or from anything else they've gathered from the three cell phones or two laptops that they have as to why he chose to come to New Orleans and commit this crime when he did, to commit this act of terror when he did, and kill all these people when he did, or why.
So the question now is, what happens from here? The FBI continues their investigation. They're looking for, I guess, anybody that has any information. Did I see that there's video of somebody opening the ice chest with the pipe bomb and twerking?
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is they originally thought, and the, you know, they went from saying one immediately after the attack that they thought he had accomplices, to a day later saying, no, he worked absolutely alone. And one of the reasons is, and I don't know if the twerking was the issue so much, but they had surveillance, video and still shots of people moving, touching, opening these ice chests that were left around the French Quarter with bombs inside of them. And from the initial surveillance, they thought those people may have been placing or activating or attempting to activate those bombs. Turns out they were just people who saw an ice chest sitting on the side of the street, or just saying, hey, what's in this, and opening it up.
All right, thank you, Dave. I heard your phone. I know you got to go. Appreciate it. Dave Cohen, WWL News Director. We'll take a break and then come back and talk about this investigative story TV story that's breaking about Ann Kirkpatrick. Had a press conference yesterday. It didn't go very well. She admitted that the city owned portable vehicle barriers that they deployed yesterday, these yellow, I forgot what they call them, but she said that they owned them, but she didn't know about them. And that doesn't necessarily go just to Ann Kirkpatrick. I think that goes to the department and preparationness. And I'll get back to what I was saying earlier before, where we get caught up in national stories and agendas and trying to make political points here or there, when in actuality, it's the local officials that affect you most. And maybe if local officials had been on top of this, then none of this would have happened. We'll talk more when we come back. 620 traffic now, WWL.